the constitutional discussions concerning impeachment, either directly or indirectly, in six independent clauses for the six constitutional references to impeachment were delineated by Thomas Jefferson and is manual a parliamentary practice for the Senate and the House. The House of Representatives shall have the sole power of impeachment, Article 1, Section 2, Clause 5. The Senate shall have the sole power to try all impeachments, and when sitting for that purpose, they shall by an oath or affirmation, when the President of the United States is tried, the Chief Justice shall preside, and no person shall be convicted without the concurrence of two-thirds of the members present. Clause 3, 6, and 7. Now, judgment in cases of impeachment shall not extend further than to removal from office and disqualification to hold and to enjoy any office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States, but the party convicted shall nevertheless be liable and subject to indictment, trial, judgment, and punishment according to law. According to Article 2, Section 4, the President, Vice President, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. Article 3, Section 2 tells us that the trial of all crimes except in cases of impeachment shall be by jury. The President shall have power to grant reprieves and pardons for offenses against the United States except in cases of impeachment. That's found in Article 2, Section 1. And the sixth clause, which relates indirectly to impeachment, is termed the Good Behavior Clause. The judges, both of the Supreme and Inferior Courts, shall hold their offices during good behavior. That's Article 3, Section 1, Clause 1. The relationship of this Good Behavior Clause to impeachment was explained during the debates surrounding the Judiciary Act of 1802. Matter of fact, one member noted, "We all fully understand what it is when it comes to good behavior. And the Constitution in that case has given a remedy by impeachment." Now remember, impeachments are confined to political characters, to political crimes and misdemeanors, and to political punishments. To date, there have been 61 federal judges or Supreme Court justices investigated for impeachment, of whom 13 have been impeached. In 1797, William Blount was impeached for seeking to violate American neutrality. In 1803, federal judge John Pickering was impeached for issuing an order which contradicted an act of Congress.
Patriotism means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the said president or any other public representative, save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. It is patriotic to support him insofar as he efficiently serves the country. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anyone else. President Theodore Roosevelt.
In 1862,
the learned man lifts up his head while the simple man puts his foot down. Puts his foot down to inherit what Christ has given him. This is the way to inheritance, the kingdom of God. By criticisms, you may put your foot in it, but by faith, you put your foot on it.
BBSradio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. What is coming to my aid right now as I'm speaking to you, friends, is Jeremiah 5:21. It says, "Hear now this, O foolish people." And I'm not talking to those that have eyes to see. I'm not talking about those that have ears to hear. It says, "Hear now this, O foolish people, and without understanding, which have eyes and see not, which have ears and hear not." Folks, what I'm going to share with you right now, it just honestly doesn't get any clearer as to what's going on in your country. And I'm going to show this to you so you can see it for yourself. Social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. 10 to 15 articles posted every day by yours truly, Tim Brown, Sons of Liberty morning show host. Subscribe to the page. Everything you need to know about who we are is over at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check out beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well, beforeitsnews.com. So you can see on social media platforms what it is that I need to show you. And if you're listening to us through one of the affiliates live, you're going to hear it perfectly as to what I'm showing everybody. The only difference is you're not going to get the visual, okay? Common sense comes into play. But I also want you to understand that you can call in at any time. I had some people going after me yesterday for the obviousness of how they're being beguiled, Ephesians 4:14, by the one that they worship, their favorite politician that looks and acts just like themselves. Those that say, "Who are you to judge?" When in fact, Jesus tells us to do just the exact opposite. Read 2 Corinthians 11:14-15 and put that up against Matthew 7:16-20 as well. Folks, if you want to call in and you want to challenge what I'm sharing with you, please do. I would love to hear from you. Some of the people that were coming after me yesterday, I just said, go ahead and put the number out there and call it in. Correct Bradley in front of everybody. We'd greatly appreciate it because I wish what people were saying was true. But I know those people that are aligning themselves with the lie in the bubble of deception and putting themselves under the delusion that they're being told by the mainstream media. Again, folks, I know I say this all the time, but these are the ones that are saying they don't believe the media, yet when the media reports it, they go right along with it and they defend the undefensible. And they try to justify the unjustifiable. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Again, I'd love to hear from you, pro or con, Jude 3 and 4. Are you ready for this, friends? You remember some time back when I was telling everybody that Netanyahu was impeached by his own people. And his name isn't Netanyahu, it's Mylakowski. And he's also a criminal in Poland. He's an international war criminal. And on top of all of this, friends, during the whole created crisis by the said governments that are tolerated by the people, especially this one. Shame on the American people. You are the government. You have a limited representative government, period. But you let them do it anyways. But during the crisis, Netanyahu, as you know him by, concerning how the media sells him to you, his name is Mylakowski. He has no Hebrew DNA in his body, but he claims that he's of the Israel of God, when in fact he is not. He's all man-made, and he's a servant of the devil. He is of the synagogue of Satan. This is what I want to show you really quick because it's important that I do, because this just came out. Okay, so now that you know, during the crisis, 3/4 of the people in modern-day Rothschild Israel, remember we played the video by Mr. Rothschild. He said, "We created it." Remember we shared with you the Balfour Declaration and all of it's right there, friends. This is all man-made nonsense. Remember we shared that with you? Well, did you know that 3/4 of the people in man-made Israel said no to Netanyahu? And they were afraid that he was trying to commit a genocide on his own people? And I also remember all the people coming out and saying to me, "Oh, Bradley, you're anti-Israel." No, I'm not anti-Israel. I'm not anti-Jewish. I'm for the Jews. Matter of fact, my big brother, the captain of my salvation, my Lord, my King, Jesus Christ, his mother was Jewish. So we got to make distinction, right? Like we would with any other ethnicity or ethnic group throughout the world. Not everybody's good, and you better not say anything about them because they're all good. That doesn't exist. We justify the righteous and we condemn the wicked concerning an individuality of people and a corporate people. Nations are applied as well in this conversation. But again, I want you to contemplate that people came out against me saying you're anti-Israel. No, I'm not anti-Israel. It's just not Israel that they're calling Israel. I'm not anti-Jew. I'm just not that guy that's going to go along with the fact that these are the Jews when in fact they are not the Jews of the Lord. They are the synagogue of Satan. That's why I continuously show you what Jesus himself said when dividing the sheep from the devils in Revelation 3:9, Romans 2:28 and 2:29. And I also take the time to bring you over to John 8:44. Matter of fact, why don't we just listen to that before I show you what exactly it is that you need to see? Because again, it comes down to the fact that, friends, if this doesn't bring to conclusion exactly who this man works for in the People's White House, nothing will. Absolutely nothing will, okay? When you go to John 8:44, I want you to listen to what Jesus said. He didn't say that everybody is Jewish. He didn't say that all are God's children. No, not at all. He broke it down. And remember, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ himself did. What did Jesus say to those that claim to be the children of God? He said, "You are of your father, the devil." Who is he talking to, friends? "And the desires of your father you want to do," said Jesus to those of the synagogue of Satan. "He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." Who is he talking to, friends? I'm just curious. Those that claimed to be the children of God. Just like what you're seeing today, friends, and I'm talking about all the Zionists. Here, let me show you this just so I can put a little salt on your tongue, because I'm going to spend a little time showing you what most people don't want to see. Donald Trump, it's highlighted, okay? In Information Liberation, President Trump is threatening to cut off aid to that of man-made Israel, okay? If they don't drop the prosecution of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. I just want you to contemplate. They're selling him as the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu under an alias that doesn't even belong to him because it's not his name. What is Benjamin Netanyahu charged with? Bribery, fraud, and breach of trust. We're going to come right back to this in just a moment, folks. Oh, just wait a second, because it gets way better than this. Doesn't get any more obvious, friends, as to what's going on right now. This is fantastic information.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this 5-day, 5-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
Hi, this is Brian Fisher. I'm the host of the Focal Point Radio program on the American Family Radio Talk Network. And Bradley, I just want to thank you for inviting me to be a guest on your program. I want to thank you for being a guest on my program. You're fighting a good fight. You're fighting for liberty and for truth. Keep it up, my friend, and God bless you.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta, said, "You don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion, Christianity, where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death." Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Yesterday, yesterday, I had taken the time to show you, after giving you reference. Oh, I want to stop right there for a moment. I don't need to make any more reference than I've already given to you. I don't need to spin it 15 different ways, and I don't need to have 10 guests on the show to tell you what the Word already tells us. We've already got enough information to move lawfully concerning what's going on here in this country. And if we want to just sit back and act like it's not happening, we can do that too. Because things are, in fact, getting worse. They're not getting better, as we all well know. Read Leviticus 26, start in verse 15, and read down to verse 46. Okay? And you'll understand exactly, because it's in great specificity God judges nations. And he brings you in levels. If you don't want to listen to his chastisements, you're going to listen to him in his judgments. Yesterday, I had highlighted the fact that the DHS just awarded $94 million in grants to help protect 512 Jewish faith-based organizations from targeted violence and terrorism. Okay? I want you to remember this. Because what they're doing is they're claiming that they have the shield, they need to be protected, when in fact, what's going on? Here, I highlighted yesterday as well, former Israeli cabinet member, winner of the 2000 Israeli Prize, said anti-Semitism, which, by the way, I can't find it out there, but she said anti-Semitic is a trick. We always use it to stifle legitimate criticism of Jews in Zionist Israel. Folks, again, make distinction the way Jesus told you to make distinction. They're not the Jews of the Lord. Let me show you what I'm talking about. If you look at what's going on here, I wanted to show this to you real quick. Israel attorney, general rejects Netanyahu. It's interesting how they're naming him Netanyahu, though his name isn't Netanyahu. But Israel's attorney general rejects Netanyahu's request to delay corruption trial. Okay? So this is in fact happening. I was called a liar for all of this, of course, but that's what we have to do and we want to know the truth. It's the truth that makes us free, friends, not the lies, okay? So you're just seeing that this in fact is going on, but over here in America, your corrupt administration means to cut off aid to Israel as if to suggest that's our constitutional provision to work so we can support other people that don't work, right? But President Trump said threatening to cut off aid to Israel if they don't drop their prosecution of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for what? On charges of bribery, fraud, and breach of trust. I'm sorry. I thought I was just contriving all this information. I was making it up out of thin air. As if to suggest I don't have anything better to do with my time but to make this kind of stuff up. And what's also interesting, friends, is they're not dropping the charges. And because they're not dropping the charges, guess who comes into play? Donald Trump, just like he did with Rod Blagojevich, who went to prison on 14 felonious charges. Donald Trump comes into play and says, I don't think they treated him fairly. He grants clemency. Oh, and didn't stop there. He also granted clemency the first cycle of his criminal tenure. On his way out the door at night, the mainstream media told the people the truth and said he granted 143 criminals clemency on the eve of the night before he left office. Anybody understand what he's doing? Anybody understand who he is? Yeah, read 1 Corinthians 15:33. Now the question is, who does he work for? That his objective is not to make America great again, but to make Israel, the modern day Israel, Rothschild's Israel great again, in spite of what's going on, even going and taking our boys and spending their blood on their unconstitutional wars. Whatever Mikulski says, Netanyahu says, Donald Trump does. And I think people are catching on to that. So let me show you, why is that happening? Did you know that every single aspect of Donald Trump's campaign is of the Jews, of the synagogue of Satan? I can give you all the names. I have them in front of me right now. I'm not making this up. It goes to Robert Iger, the CEO of Disney, Peter Thiel, co-founder of PayPal, also a Planeteer Technologies. We have Stuart Ramier, founder of Farmel. I can't see it. It's kind of a little bit blurry. We have George Rosh. We have Wilbert Ross. We have Stephen Roth. We have Jared Kushner, who's married into the family. We have Melvin Sembler, Stephen Schwarzman. I mean, folks, it goes on. That's only a third of them. They're all on Donald Trump's campaign. And on his cabinet. And if they're not Jewish, then they're loyal to what? The Zionist, the man-made version of it. That's why you're seeing the governors from the United States of America, like Abbott, like the governor from Florida, Ron DeSantis, like all of your said representatives, all of those that are around Donald Trump right now over at the Wailing Wall in Israel, showing their allegiance to Zionism. And it wasn't just Donald. It was also Obama. It wasn't just Obama. It was also the Clintons. It wasn't just the Clintons. It was also the Bushes. Oh, and it goes on and on and on. And we've given you quote after quote from the said rabbi saying that we control. We played videos from U.S. politicians telling you that they control the said representatives in the United States of America. Is it true? Then we took time to show you all of those that are receiving money from AIPAC, where they're stealing our money, and then they're acting like it's theirs, and then they're buying off their politicians that are what? Submitted to none other than that of AIPAC. Okay? As a matter of fact, there's nobody that has received a greater gift from AIPAC than Donald Trump. As a matter of fact, he received $230 million from AIPAC. So who do you think he's working for? Common sense comes into play, right? Well, I'm not done yet. Okay. Who owns, this is the Israel that they're selling you today. Who owns CBS? Who controls ABC? And who controls NBC? And who controls CNN and the New York Times and the Washington Post and the Huffington Post and the Guardian and the Economist and BBC and Vox and BuzzFeed, and the list goes on. Who controls all of that? The Jew of the synagogue of Satan. Are they promoting life? Are they promoting a lawful lifestyle? No, but they want to claim in the ears of the ignorant, especially the evangelicals in America who don't even know their own Bibles, that put a man in office that said he's a Christian, and that was 81% of the evangelicals, but the man says he's never done anything wrong for his need to repent before God. He does everything the devil does, John 10:10, and yet the evangelicals of today, who again don't know the word of God, stand behind him every step of the way to their own demise. To their own demise. Is this insane? Who controls the parties? I'm not done yet. Who controls the parties? Michael Bloomberg, James Simon, George Soros, Steven Spielberg, who's also a known pedophile, Helm Sabin, Stephen Cohen, Larry Ellison, Paul Singer, Sheldon Adelson, both sides. owned by the same people. Who are they, Bradley? They are the Jews of the synagogue of Satan. And yet you have the evangelicals in America claiming that this is the Israel of God, when the fruit of these people is nothing but bearing fruit to the devil himself, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Are we kidding? Absolutely not. I'm still waiting for those phone calls of those that called me a liar. I'm still waiting for those phone calls from them people that said that this is anti-Christian, that I'm warning the people that these are not the Jews of the Lord. Matter of fact, they even took it so far and said, Bradley needs to quit attacking the Jews. I'm not attacking the Jews of the Lord because I'm a part of that family. We've been engrafted in. We're one and the same when it comes to the Messianic Jews. Because again, as I said earlier, Jesus' mother was Jewish. My Lord is Jewish. But again, when I look at scripture and I look down and I look at John 8, I notice where Jesus said to the Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. Right after that, he said, you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. Then he said, they answered him, the Pharisees, the Jews of the synagogue of Satan, we be Abraham's seed and we're never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou that you shall be made free? Jesus answered them and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever transgresses God's law, sins, 1 John 3:4, is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth forever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me, said Jesus, because my word has no place in you. Does that sound familiar? Yep, it certainly does. Folks, you need to take the time and read for yourself. But again, I'm still waiting for those guys that were saying I had nothing better to do than to do the Lord's work and doing the same thing that he did, the way of the master. I'm waiting for those phone calls to set me straight. 281-845-4704. We'll be right back.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Aeschylus rightly stated that even in our sleep, pain which cannot forget falls drop by drop upon the heart until, in our own despair, against our will, comes wisdom through the awful grace of God. How is God glorified in us and we in him? By his grace. What does his grace work in us? True holiness. Upon what motive? Because it is pleasing to him. By whom does he give us salvation? By Jesus Christ. How has Christ obtained this for us? By redeeming us. What price did he give? His blood. What did his blood effect? It reconciles us to God. How is it applied? By faith. Who has given this victim of reconciliation? God the Father. Why did he choose these means? To confound the false righteousness of the Gentiles, to abolish the figurative righteousness of the Jews, and to establish his own righteousness. What does this grace of God perform? It pardons sin and purifies the heart. For whom is this designed? For all of mankind, both Jews and Gentiles. To whom are these blessings actually communicated? To all who repent, turn from their sin, and believe on the Lord Jesus.
BBSradio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face. and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. BBSradio.com. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I'm dumbfounded. I'm confounded. I'm bewildered. I mean, truly, I'm trying to figure out why it is that people are so bold to come after me, call me a liar, tell me I'm anti-this and anti-that. I mean, it was like the same thing with the anti-gay issue. I told everybody it's not anti-gay. They hate the law, and they're trying to get you to be on the side of the lawless and attacking and making and creating war against God. Read Micah 3:5. That doesn't work good for anybody. No, they hate the law, and they're hoping that you're ignorant enough not to know the difference because the law in America condemns the sodomite agenda because it's felonious activity. It's the same thing that's going on here. Look at all this foreign entanglement. It's gotten so far now where these people actually brag about how they're controlling all of our said representatives in the United States of America. And then what I did is I just took the time, if you're just joining us, I just showed you that the campaign and Donald Trump's entire, for the most part, if they're not loyal to Zionist and Rothschild's Israel, because it's not the Lord's, then they're just plain straight up Jewish and they're Jews of the synagogue of Satan. I mean, we are reading our Bibles, aren't we? And I was highlighting the fact that, friends, that Donald Trump is now standing in the gap and saying, listen, to those people in modern-day Israel, that if you don't knock it off and stop the persecution and prosecution of this criminal Netanyahu, as you know him, Mylakowski, for what? Charges of bribery, fraud, and breach of trust, we're going to cut off aid. I didn't know that it was the president's obligation or even duties that are found in the Constitution to steal our money and to give it to foreign nations. And then to take orders on top of that from a guy named Benjamin Netanyahu. Why is Donald Trump so busy trying to appease those people? I'll tell you why. Just like the rest of them, listen carefully. Because they're extorted. Did you not see recently, friends, where P. Diddy comes out now and now they're talking about dropping all charges and Donald Trump might step in and drop all charges against P. Diddy? Why would Donald Trump do that? Ask yourself, why would he do that? Because there's pictures of him and Diddy and his wife hanging out, partying out in Los Angeles, California, just like Donald Trump was hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein, and he was charged for raping a 13-year-old girl. Cross-check everything I'm telling you, because it's not difficult to find. Is that just all created? Is all the things that I'm saying, do I just have an agenda to go after the administration? No, I wish he was who he claims he is, but he's not. And I can't stand people that lie, period. Did you see this, friends? Here, let me show this to you, adding insult to the injury and injuries that are taking place here. Trump signs on behalf of the guilty who are playing the victim. Remember they said, your blood be upon us and our children. Remember that? They're playing the victim, and what's happening is the Jews of the synagogue of Satan are now attacking the Bible here in America. Remember when I shared that with you and our freedom of speech? Remember they said, we want to take those scriptures out of the Bible because they testify against us and the deeds that we're guilty of committing against Christ. Well, it's the same thing they're doing. That's why they're called the Jews of the synagogue of Satan. It's that simple. Who's signing off on attacking the First Amendment, friends? On the behalf of the Jews of the synagogue of Satan. Why do you think that Donald Trump is now going after Thomas Massie? At least that's what we're being told, right? Because he's exposing what's going on there. Remember, he's the one that came out and said everybody's got a handler? AIPAC? They all got handlers and he chuckled about it. He said he was the only one that didn't have a handler. In other words, he's the only one that didn't just go along with what's going on out there. I'm going to play this video and I'm going to pull up Bev from Wisconsin in just one moment. I want you to listen to this carefully. This is Pat Buchanan back in the 80s. Listen carefully as to what Pat, our friend, had to say in warning the American people during that time.
Congress is an Israeli-occupied territory. Now, what do you mean by that?
I said on the McLaughlin Group, in response to a question, Jim, they said, do you think that the Congress of the United States will resist this demand for further aid? I said, throughout a crack I'd heard. I said, no, the Congress of the United States is Israeli-occupied territory. What I meant by that is the most powerful lobby in Washington, which Congress can't stand up to, one of the most powerful, is certainly the pro-Israeli lobby. It has gotten its way in this town year in and year out. And I don't think the automatic votes of the Congress of the United States for $3 and $4 billion worth of aid to Israel are necessarily in the national interest of the United States. And that comment, which is to ridicule the subservience of the Congress of the United States, is perfectly valid.
Do you believe there are members of the Congress of the United States who are voting the interest of Israel over the interest of the United States?
No, I think they're voting the interest of a powerful lobby, which they can't stand up to in many cases, one of many. They cave into lobbies all over this city. I think the Congress of the United States, where it's got brave men on both sides, is an institutional coward, and that when a powerful lobby can influence or defeat them back at home and they can't get much support on the other side for a vote, many of them who will even tell you privately, they will tell you privately, I can't stand up to that kind of heat, they will vote for it.
Okay, so you heard that, folks. That was many. That was one of many, I should say. One of many videos that we played from congressmen back in the 80s and the 90s concerning what's going on in Washington, D.C. And this is all we're seeing today. Everything this war criminal, cross-check what I'm telling you, Benjamin Mialikowski, who is not Jewish, who's not, folks, he doesn't have a drop of Hebrew DNA in his body, who's Polish, Donald Trump does all of his biddings for him. That's why they're all saying, his cabinet is saying, let's make Israel great again. It's not the Israel of God. We got Bev calling from Wisconsin. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you?
Hi, Brad. Promise not to yell at you or call you a liar.
Okay.
Just kidding.
No, that's okay. I'm a big boy. I can handle it, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you, though.
I got to admit, I love the name Benjamin Netanyahu. And the reason being, when I was a kid and we were growing up, we used to call the bad people Yahoos.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so perfect. Just wanted to make that comment and
okay.
Put a smile on your face.
Okay. I thank you. I guess it has relevance then today because we're seeing it being played out. I had said something earlier. Thank you for the call, Bev. I want to go ahead and show you a video. And again, I want you to hear carefully as to how you're being played, Americans, by the media that you don't believe in. But apparently there's people out there that do believe in them to their own demise, as I usually say, because that's you're bringing judgment upon yourself. Just because you don't want to acknowledge the truth, that doesn't mean that there's not going to be recompense, because that recompense is coming regardless, because you refuse to see it for what it is. We have none other than Rabbi Yitzhak Ginsburg. He said, the 6th of October, 2004, he said, it's our duty to force all mankind. These are the people responsible for pitting people against each other. If you want to see the end of the road or the rabbit holes, friends, you want to see an end of it, this is where it ends right here. He said, it's our duty to force all mankind to accept the seven Noahide laws, and if not, they will be killed. Wow. That's a pretty bold statement, isn't it, friends? But he said it. Who is he of? He is a Jew of the synagogue of Satan. That doesn't sound like the Lord to you, does it, friends? I just want to make sure, because I know some people's version of Christianity is about as far out there as you possibly can get. But again, that is not the Israel of God. That is not the God of Israel, and nor are these the children of Abraham, as you can clearly see. Here's another one for you, friends. Who rules America? 2001, October 3rd, the Israeli Prime Minister, Ariel Sharon, said, "We control America. Every time we do something, you tell me. America will do this and will do that. I want to tell you something very clear. Don't worry about American pressure on Israel. We, the Jewish people, control America, and the Americans know it." Wow. Did I tell you as well, friends, that 96% of all sodomite porn comes directly out of Rothschild's Israel? The one that Donald Trump says, let's make Israel great again? Yep, that same one. But then again, Donald Trump is the guy that came out and said, hey, I'm the gayest president, as he tweets it about himself, in American history. He's also the guy that's aided transgenderism in his pageantry more than anybody else did. But Americans, because he said he's a Christian, nobody wants to hear it. Well, again, friends, it doesn't matter if you want to hear the consequence or not, because the consequence is falling upon all of us because the American people are ignoring this. I want to go back full circle. President Trump is threatening to cut off aid to Israel, man-made Israel. I continuously reiterate that, friends, in case people are just joining us, okay? If they don't drop their prosecution of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Mikulski on charges of, again, what? Bribery, fraud, and breach of trust. It's also interesting to note that he's an international war criminal. You all know this, right? I knew you did. I absolutely knew you did, friends. I mean, that's why I spend so much time on the radio. And again, I'm talking about those that continuously combat the information that were given to you. Again, what Jesus said to the Jews of the synagogue of Satan, it's the truth that makes men free. John 8:32, John 8:36. It's the truth that makes you free, not the lies. One of the things that I highlighted at the beginning of the show is I said, no more all these popular preachers. Now I hope you understand. Here, let me ask you this question. When you look at Hollywood, is there anybody in that whole system that's righteous? Can anybody answer that? Don't tell me Denzel Washington. Don't tell me Mel Gibson, who's a globalist. Come on. Is there anybody in Hollywood that's righteous? Is there anybody that you see in Washington, D.C. that's righteous? I just want to ask the question. I'll leave that with you. I'll come right back on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.com. Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta, said, "You don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion, Christianity, where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death." Daniel Webster rightly stated, "Hold on, my dear friends, to the Constitution and to the Republic for which it stands. Miracles do not cluster, and what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again. Hold on to the Constitution, for if the American Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout the whole world."
My name is Dr. John Diamond. I'm the director of Peacemakers Outreach and the author of the book, An Appeal to Heaven, A Cry for Divine Justice. Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty radio show presents an unapologetic and unabashed presentation of all of the culturally relevant issues of our day from a biblical perspective. His commitment to preach the whole counsel of God's word is a breath of fresh air in a nation where even the pastors are afraid to preach the truth.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I had a guy the other day when I was in Johnstown, Colorado, say to me, he walked up to me and he said, "Bradley," he goes, "you know, you say a lot of the things that I know I should say, but I don't." Do you hear what I said? He said, "You say a lot of the things that I know I should say, but I don't. And I know it's true." Oh, that's not going to be good on Judgment Day. This is not the time for the American people to be silent. What I'm highlighting right now is what it's made, or should I say that information is what's made its way across the world. This is why they're on the offensive. Now, because they lost the narrative, they're going to try to use totalitarian methods by force. It's exactly what they're doing. And you see it, and you see your said representative government, namely in the executive office, the said president of corporate America, Donald Trump, bargaining with what's not his to bargain with. If he took half the pains and efforts to do a work here in America and doing what he promised to do, I'll tell you what, he would be making America great again. But he's not qualified to do that. Friends, the devil never does what he says he's going to do. Okay? He's always laying some sort of snare, or he's always attempting to deceive the people that he uses one way or another. You know, as they say, sin keeps you a lot longer than you want to stay, and it charges you a lot more than you want to pay. All of these guys are, seriously, wholeheartedly, I say this in all sincerity, they are jeopardizing their own fate. They're playing, they're gambling with their own fate. They think that this is a game. I'm telling you, this little punk from Minnesota is telling you, I've done business with the Lord, and I'm here to tell you, he is who he says he is. And you better understand that you are going to face him, because all roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ. Like it or not, and you are going to answer for everything you do and everything that you don't do. And here again comes to my aid, those that are monitoring this show, those that are just doing their job, as you say, by working for those that are using you until they don't need you anymore because you are expendable, you better understand that is the history of useful idiots such as yourselves. I didn't call you a useful idiot. They call you useful idiots until they don't need you anymore. You better understand you're standing up against the wrong people. Yesterday, friends, I had highlighted a friend of mine, Troy Newman. He's the CEO of Operation. He basically oversees that Operation Rescue. That's what it's called, Operation Rescue. And he found out, he sent a letter over to all of his supporters nationwide, and he sent one to me. And he said that the U.S. Army had labeled the Operation Rescue for standing up to those that murdered their babies. The U.S. Army has labeled his ministry a terrorist ministry, terrorist organization. Who would do something like that? Who would do something like that? Folks, I've been sharing with you all day who would do something like that, who's responsible for something like that. Who teaches you how to commit the crime more than the networks do? And yet I showed you who owns and controls the networks. It's right in front of your face on sonsoflibertymedia.com before it's news.com. It's also the music industry. It's also in politics. On top of the networks, they control the narrative. That's why they're shutting people down unlawfully. And there's enough time for the people in this country to stand up and right the wrongs. But I'll tell you where you're losing it, friends, is your unwillingness to stand up against these criminals. You know who they are. I just showed you who they are. And yet again, they want to advocate themselves and sell themselves to the people on a global basis that they're the righteous of God. They're the chosen of God. No, they are not. They will tell you that their God is Lucifer. Literally. Okay. I was going to tell you during the end of the last segment, I asked you the question, how many are righteous in Hollywood? No, the righteous are not tolerated in Hollywood. You all well know this. In the music industry, the righteous are not accepted or tolerated. In the networks, the righteous are not tolerated. This has completely turned on itself since 1968. When the church said they didn't want to basically oversee what is given unto the people and dispersed to the people by these networks, these industries. And who took over? Who do you think took over? The devil did. It's exactly who's in charge today. And what does the devil do? He transforms his ministers as the angels of light. They sell themselves as the righteous. I'm telling you that because I want you to see this. This boy, and I'm here to tell you, Mr. John Hagee, when the Bible tells us to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Herodians, this guy is the epitome of what Jesus told you to watch out for. All of those that are put up across America that are popular preachers, you know them by name, they're all going the same direction. That's why they've been put up. This has been going on in this country for a long time. I want you to listen to this carefully. It's about a 4-minute piece, but listen carefully.
Such as John Hagee, ignore the clear teachings of the New Testament and apply the promises made to Abraham in Genesis 12, verses 1 through 3, to modern-day Christ-rejecting Israel. Anyone who holds a biblical view that the Jews are no longer God's chosen people is labeled by the media as an anti-Semite.
Israel's fight is our fight. We are one. We are united. We will not be discouraged. We will not be defeated.
He's
we
a Zionist.
Will not be intimidated. We will not sit down. We will not be silent. We are the worst nightmare of the anti-Semites of the world. The victory is going to be ours.
If you will not stand with Israel and the Jews, then I will not stand with you.
Well, what did Ted Cruz just say? If you do not stand with the Jews of Israel, modern day Israel, Rothschild's Israel, he said, I'm not going to stand with you. They're all bought and paid for. Okay.
And God bless you.
No, we stand with the people of Israel.
Now, Olstein,
I am asking you to join with me and every Christian and every Jew and every freedom-loving American to demand that this president and Congress do whatever is necessary to eradicate the evil of ISIS and radical Islam from the face of the earth. It is time to act now.
Who created
and
all this?
I will bless them that bless you. and curse Copeland. Him that curses you.
Copeland.
Now you don't want to be an enemy
and
of Israel.
And in you shall all families of the earth be blessed.
This is the Copelands. Amen. All Zionists.
You're either for or against her. You're one of the two.
The man,
this
the
boy
church,
is in trouble.
The nation that blesses the state of Israel, the Jewish people, will be blessed.
These are all installed,
measure.
All
blessing
planted.
Blessing Israel. Listen, just means
here's
so well,
Benny Hinn.
You have to stand with them in their hour of need.
Uh-huh. Of course, the Bible says in 2 John 9-11 that whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son.
Amen.
If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. And what are you doing when you bid someone Godspeed? You're blessing them. So today's evangelical Christianity is saying that we must bless Israel if we want God to bless us. Yet 2 John teaches that if we bless those who deny the Son of God, we are a partaker of their evil deeds.
That's right.
Evangelicals, of course, are a great segment of American Christianity. The Southern Baptists, the Pentecostals, the Assembly of God.
If they're
all
popular, they're all put up.
And they've basically been very pro-Israel, pro-Zionist. Many of them have actually closed the door to conversion by saying, oh, well, you don't need Jesus. You're a Jew.
In the Houston Chronicle, John Hagee was quoted as saying, I'm not trying to convert the Jewish people to the Christian faith. There is nothing in the Night to Honor Israel that does that. In fact, trying to convert Jews is a waste of time, he said. The Jewish person who has roots in Judaism is not going to convert to Christianity. Everyone else, whether Buddhist or
you
Baha'i,
hear this, friends?
Needs to believe in Jesus, he
Hagee
says,
is
but
in
not
some
Jews.
Serious trouble.
Jews already have a covenant with God
he's leading the
that
sheep
has
astray.
Never been replaced with Christianity.
And really, that's the most anti-Semitic thing you could possibly say. Don't evangelize the Jews, because that's going to send the Jews to hell.
It's the same thing Paula White said. They don't need to be converted. Are you hearing this, friends? Didn't Jesus call the Pharisees self-righteous? Isn't that why there's millions upon tens of millions upon hundreds of millions of these people that are in hell today? Because of the likes of a John Hagee and or a Paula White? They're not preaching repentance. They're preaching, they're okay. We better support them. Who's converting who? This is the problem Americans are having. I praise God for the opportunity to tell you the truth today. See ya.